threats to kill.
Clear plans, intent, and the means.
Departure from the Democratic presidential field.
We expect in the coming week there could be more announcements.
The disappearing Titanic.
The captain's bathtub, that's now gone.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifin. Arrests made in Southern California and Central Florida in separate cases where there were threats. The latest in the wave of law enforcement action after this month's mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton. We begin with the California case and CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Long Beach police arrested disgruntled hotel cook Rodolfo Montoya at his home in Huntington Beach. They seized multiple high-powered firearms, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and tactical gear. Irma Escobedo worked with Montoya at the Marriott Hotel. She says he sometimes made her uncomfortable, but she never reported him.
He looked for me and he touched me or gave me a kiss on the hand. I said, don't touch me, please.
One of the suspect's neighbors says another neighbor warned him to stay away from Montoya.
One next door told me that he had guns in that RV and just, you know, stay clear of it. He's got all kinds of guns.
Now at least 29 people have been arrested in 18 states for threatening mass violence since mass shootings this month in Texas and Ohio.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Police in suburban Altamont Springs, Florida have arrested a 16-year-old girl they say threatened to shoot up a Catholic school that her younger sister attends. They say she was angry about a text chat on the girl's phone and made a direct threat to at least one student. Her parents say she doesn't have a gun. Police say they don't think she was going to follow through. Officer Michelle Sosa.
It is a juvenile facing felony charges, so this is definitely not a joke. Can you just imagine having that on your record? So parents, we encourage the parents to talk to their kids.
Well, President Trump has sent mixed signals on background checks. Attorney General Barr indicates he expects the administration will reach some sort of agreement on gun control with Congress. CBS's Gary Nunn has more on what relatives of mass shooting victims are saying.
Nova Marquez Green, who lost a 6-year-old daughter at Sandy Hook Elementary, tells Gail King on CBS This Morning.
I think it illustrated to the world that our Congress was willing to do nothing, and I think that should move you to action, not make you defeated.
Richard Martinez, whose son was killed 5 years ago at UC Santa Barbara, reflects.
What more of an emergency situation can we envision for our country?
Marquez Green.
You have to join us because tomorrow it could be your turn.
Again, Martinez.
We can do better than this.
On the economy, the government says it overestimated job growth between April of last year and March of this year by 500,000. Fearing an economic slowdown, U.S. Steel has temporarily laid off 200 workers in Michigan, and the Congressional Budget Office forecasts the deficit will top $1 trillion by next year. Well, there's one less Democrat in the presidential field this morning as we hear from political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Given the way things were going for him, perhaps it's not surprising that Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced he's dropping out of the presidential race. CBS News has learned he's set to announce a run for a third term as governor. So with Inslee's departure, there's now 22 Democrats running for president. And we expect in the coming week there could be more announcements of people getting out of the race because they're not going to make the cut for the fall debates.
John Hickenlooper, who dropped out of the presidential field earlier this week, says he will launch a bid for the Colorado Senate seat held by Republican Cory Gardner. For the second time in recent days, a small jet crashed at an airport in flames and everyone got out okay. Last week it was one with Dale Earnhardt Jr. on board in Tennessee. Yesterday, as CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us, the scene was north of Sacramento.
All right, guys.
Flames poured from the twin-engine Cessna Citation moments after the jet skidded off a Northern California runway Wednesday. The plane was headed from Oroville to Portland, Oregon. We don't know why, but the pilots aborted takeoff. Zeke Higgins witnessed what happened next.
All of a sudden, I see an explosion over there, and the plane's gone.
8 passengers and 2 pilots were on board. Everybody escaped without injury. The plane had 400 gallons of jet fuel on board. The burning aircraft sparked a grass fire.
If you'd have seen, you know, the enormous ball of fire and smoke, they're very, very lucky people.
A new UN report finds tiny plastic pieces are more likely to be found in bottled water than what comes from the tap. But CBS's Vicky Barker tells us.
The WHO study found the vast majority of microplastics in our drinking water pass right through us. Though it's too early to state definitively that there are no health risks, they suggest the world's public health budgets are better spent addressing the problem of fecal contamination in drinking water, which is known to kill a million people a year.
Authorities have arrested a Cleveland cop. The 34-year-old was off duty when he allegedly tried to entice a 12-year-old girl to get into his car at a bus stop. When she refused, he allegedly urinated on her while videoing the encounter. An iceberg did in the Titanic, but now on the ocean floor, something else is taking a toll, as we hear from CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The Titanic is a wreck. Time and tides have been unkind. It's disappearing at an alarming rate. Explorers on the first manned voyage in nearly 15 years were astonished by its rapid decay.
Probably the most shocking area of deterioration was the starboard side of the officers' quarters, where the captain's quarters are. The captain's bathtub is a favorite image among Titanic enthusiasts, and that's now gone.
Metal-eating bacteria have been devouring the shrinking vessel, saltwater corrosion and sea currents swallowing up crumbling stalactites of rust. Researchers now say it may only be a couple of decades before the ship has all but vanished. Charlie Daggett, CBS News. London.
When the TV show Dancing with the Stars announced its fall lineup, the host went on Twitter to take issue. Tom Bergeron suggested the inclusion of former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer was a divisive booking. He said he hoped the show would be a, quote, joyful respite from our exhausting political climate, but he admitted it's the producer's call. Taylor Swift tells CBS's Sunday Morning she plans to re-record her old songs. Her original catalog was bought by a manager she's been at odds with. A new song parody spells out what got put out by a Seattle newspaper by mistake.
While they're waiting on a story, newspapers will sometimes use placeholder or filler text. Gives them an idea of what the page is going to look like. It's a jumble of words, usually in Latin. But the Seattle Times decided to use filler hipster terms that, oops, went out in an alert.
We will spoon paleo for dollar toast control.
Reddit picked up on it, and the thread of comments full of hipster jargon inspired Seattle musician Tom Jones to create a hipster parody of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Raclette, turmeric, gluten-free, put a bird on it. We didn't start the fire.
And while his typical lyrics don't include man bun and raw denim, the comments on social media led to what he calls a satisfying high-effort joke. Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.